The refugees are risking their lives trying to get to Britain by crossing the Channel in small boats. Well, this is raising fears of a similar situation to that in the Mediterranean, where thousands have died.
It's starting to become a very similar situation to that seen in the Mediterranean. My biggest fear is that the same kind of tragedies we see in Greece or Italy will start to repeat in the Channel.
And this is a migrant camp near the French port city of Dieppe. It's home to 150 migrants at the moment, desperate to reach the UK.
In every position, every situation, every way we can go, we go.
In France, there's no chance for me to get papers or to work here, you know, so that's why I cannot stay here. Here, we try to get to England.
Well, the Channel is around 50 kilometres wide at its narrowest point, as you can see here, between Calais and Dover. It's one of the busiest shipping routes, too, in the world. Thousands of migrants have been living near the French port of Calais to try and get into the UK, but security has been stepped up and many are now forced to seek other routes. And this is one of the boats used by the migrants in their bid to enter the UK. Smugglers demand up to £10,000 for the crossing. It is reported that around 50 migrants a week cross the Channel this way. Concerns are now being raised that this number will actually increase too. Polly Boyko met some of the volunteers monitoring the coastline.
David and fellow coast watchers Bob and Jackie are part of a team that monitors what's happening in the waters of the English Channel.
We will always pass on to UK Border Force any observation that we regard as suspicious.
There are more than 2,000 volunteers just like them, watching from 51 specially equipped stations around the UK coast. Last month, 18 illegal immigrants from Albania were rescued from a dinghy off the Kent coast. It sparked concerns that the UK's coastline is vulnerable to smugglers looking for new ways to get people into the country.
The UK's National Crime Agency has warned that because security has been stepped up in major ports around the country, human traffickers are now targeting smaller ones like this one in New Haven.
That's the ferry that comes in daily from Dieppe in France. There's no visible border security checking the trucks as they offload. In fact, at the moment, Britain's Border Force has just 3 cutters patrolling over 7,000 miles of coastline.
If you compare to France, who have 40 cutters, that shows you who's investing in what. I think we're very exposed. I think we need to reinvest in our border security.
I want to know if the locals in New Haven, especially those with sea legs, think that the British coast needs more protection.
They don't have enough facilities. And that's why I think supposedly aren't they going to bring the Navy in to sort of do some more patrolling?
The government says it's buying an unspecified number of boats to complement the work of the patrol vessels already in the water, and is setting up maritime coordination hubs to make sure people, drugs and weapons aren't smuggled into the UK. In the meantime, in New Haven, up in his tower, volunteer David is still holding the fort.